The Sevenfold Shield, or Oedipus at Trafalgar. No bones for those that toil at night. Invertebrate are many, and frogs at sunset out of sight are worth a paltry penny. I weep, and then I cease from weeping, seas of silent torches, held by silent soldiers creeping. Kangaroos do not stop leaping in and out of Spartan porches. Portia's torch has lit his porch, but Brutus has not any. No feet for those who feed by day, precumbent then are many, who past these pillars wend their way unto a land of henny and milk. We don't partake of milking cabbages or coaches grown in silent meadows with crochet hooks and bedows, though you may call them Bedouins. They own the horse whose name I said who wins a furtive copper penny. No food for those who feed at all, the starving glowworms squeal, who staring sadly gaze on gall and graze on fields of teal, with eyes that hold no deeps of simple silent waters, but weeping pools where parrots' sheeps are old or ageless witty creeps with most debauched daughters. Amongst the gloomy glades they seem a bit unreal. My skeleton is a body out of key, where Cheddar's caves produce a brand of brie, and coldest logic seems a reverie. Jam and puddings on the sofa, sage and onion at the hearth. Silly Bernard baked the loaf again, then took a bath. Bernard was a dusky bushman, fiery eyes upon his head. Yellow lips concealed his mush and made him seem quite dead. Yellow eyes, a parasitic, Jaundice was my lover's name. She was a Persian music critic, this explains her lack of fame. Worms are not much fun at concerts, mollusks quite a bore at home. Whatever else my mother wants, it's not a plastic gnome. My lover's ears are quite neurotic, which forces eggs to be psychotic, or else cucumbers idiotic, not even slightly unerotic, as lovers found for years. Tenses here have gone to blazes, sniping. Over the hill he gazes, typing softly, pianissimo. Yes, it really is him. Coughedly he choked, and then revoked all that de Gaulle had sung, or hung. Under the eaves he wrung his bung, and wept, he so inept. Koalas, voles, and eagle owls, and 95 gazelles, were feeding in the canyon every day, till the shepherd lad, with gongs and tongs and mighty bells, jumped off to Mandalay. He went to join the fray. Then dear Prudence, who felt ill, was ravished on the window-sill. The night, I think, was quietly still, until we three all took a fill and slept till break of day. The dawn was grey. Perhaps I'll start another stanza, but then again. To those that fail in all they try, I say, merely procrastinate in your respective way, for Prudence is the thief of scented herbs and sits cross-legged by the side of curbs, unless it rain. My 100th friend was Sancho Panza, but not, I think, a consul from Brazil, for he knew not and never will of hands across the heavens. He's as ill as that dear Prue we found last week, sunbathing in the loamy creek with an aged naked Greek called Bill. O Monty, see my capital arise, like winding pythons eating toast and cream, and they shall starve who dare to criticise. They dare not catch the royal bream, and fish for compliments in Istanbul, where yellow tigers seldom push or pull, and thus appear much more than dull, without a gleam. O turtles, sing my savage lay, to-night and every other day. My syphilitic repartee is not for little girls. It is instead for those like me who scorn a frigid cup of tea and go to bed with earls. My semiotic ribaldry is not a happy sound. It is, I think, a sight for those of temper fierce or bellicose who shun my burial mound. Hounds make sounds that leak and bound upon a distant hill. That was the thing my mother found in lands where purple frogs abound by oaken glade or rill. I'll keep the scents or just the smells that frighten all my clan, and cause my teeth to sound like bells and sing as no bell can. I spurn the perfume and the sea which grows the dreaded weed. My syphilitic repartee is to the Jews a creed. Their noses hide their ancestry in time and temples mighty. Your home? The apple answers tree in puce and scarlet nighty. In buff and ochre dressed the sage, in red and green his nanny, that thus she hoped to hide her age from every nook and cranny. O Perkin, set my heart aflame with brandy, vodka, sherry. Whatever is, it's all the same, we'll be forever merry.